You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The situation in Uganda, which is where we go next. Polls opened today on election day following a violent and tense election campaign. Soldiers are swarming the streets of the capital in Kampala. Authorities have blocked access to social media. As you heard Julius Malema there saying, it really is in many ways the youth versus the old. You've got the veteran leader, Yoweri Museveni. He's pursuing a sixth term against a pop star half his age. Let's speak now to Isabel Nakiria. We spoke to Isabel yesterday. She's a correspondent for Feature Story News in Kampala. Isabel joining us again. What's the scene in Uganda today, Isabel?
Thank you, Mandy. In Kampala today, the situation is a bit calm, but it's very tense. Tense because there is a lot of deployment of the military. By yesterday, tanks were rolling all over the streets of Kampala, probably in a show of might. All the high-rise buildings in the city had snipers armed with heavy artillery. By evening, when I was driving home, there were trucks, loads of military people being deployed all over the suburbs of the capital. But this morning, it was a bit calm. Voters turned up at the polling stations early enough. Voting began at 7, though the material arrived late, so voting could have started about an hour or so late. There were long queues on the lines, and people were very eager to vote, of course anxious to vote. Some of the people that we spoke to in the morning say they are very anxious and would like change, and that's why they turned up early enough to cast their votes. Of course, there was deployment around the polling areas, but this did not deter people from going early to cast their votes.
Isabel, we know that Bobby Wine, the main contender, this 38-year-old singer turned lawmaker, he's cultivated a popular youth following, much of that around social media and the internet being shut down in Uganda last night. What's the impact of that been?
I think there is a heavy impact because of the shutdown. First, they had shut down only social media, that's WhatsApp, Twitter, and Facebook, and people could not communicate using those networks. But of course, some people tried to buy passes and use VPN. But later on in the evening yesterday, it was a complete blackout. We could not access anything on social media. And so there is an information gap, considering the fact that many young people are on social media, and this is the network that people have been communicating with. And so in an election like this, without information, there is a cast of doubt. Many people will think there could be some vote rigging, as some people have already started suspecting, because people cannot even know how many votes have been cast in a particular polling station. In the past, people would quickly wait until the end of the voting and then they begin announcing probably who and who got this kind of votes. And so they would immediately go on social media and post, in this polling station, such and such a person got this and this. And so people would begin calculating and, you know, trying to hazard guesses whether their candidates could, you know, win the election. But today it's very quiet. We do not know what's happening. You can't even know what's happening in your neighborhood. And so that is how impactful the shutdown has been on social media in Uganda.
Well, Isabel, thank you so much for your time. Let's hope that it stays calm, if tense, in Uganda. So thank you for that as your country goes to the polls.
Thank you.
That's Isabel Nakiria. She's a correspondent for Feature Story News in Kampala. So we'll be keeping an eye on that one. You've got Yoweri Museveni. He's been ruling Uganda since overthrowing Idi Amin. And then you've got Bobby Wine. He's this 38-year-old singer turned lawmaker who's really cultivated this popular youth following. So it's going to be interesting to watch what happens there. Let's hope it remains calm and peaceful. We know that almost 60 people have died already. Results expected there on Saturday night.